1, if you would stand with me, James chapter 1, then you could stretch a little bit and then sit back down. Choir, great job, appreciate that. The Bible says in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. Thank you, dear God in heaven, for sending your Son and that lowly manger. Thank you, Jesus, for desiring to come and become a man and dwell among us. Thank you for that, and thank you for dying on the cross. We praise you now for that lowly manger. We thank you for this heavenly, blessed holiday. May we never cease, no matter what the government or what our family or anybody says, praising and worshiping the day that Christ came to be with us. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We all got gifts today, Pat, probably. I don't know if you're giving gifts or got gifts. The best gift ever given is of God. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean we can't give of God. Amen. That doesn't mean we can't, as human beings, give from God to other people. And I got an acrostic. I'm not the acrostic guy. That's Brad. But the Lord gave me this, and I was thinking about this because I went up to my granddaughter and asked her if she got me a gift, and she said no. No, she didn't. She said, yes, I did. And I said, it's a big one. She goes, no, it's a little one. But it was a good one. It was a good gift, so I praise the Lord. And good gifts come. So I get really quick. Number one, I just took the word gifts and made an acrostic out of it. If we're going to give from above, I mean, if we're going to give gifts from above, number one, we got to give. You know, the problem in America, I think, is not the racial or the political problems or even religious. I just think that human beings stop just giving. We stop giving of ourselves, you know. I try every day. I grew up, and I don't know what it is, but I grew up with the heart, when I got saved, with a heart to help people. I have no problem helping people. I was talking to my daughter. And she took over a business, and she says, my problems is I'm a perfectionist and I'm a workaholic. I said, in other words, you're a pain and you're a micromanager. And she said, yes. And I says, your problem is you won't give up any authority. She goes, yes. I said, you're going to have to learn to, amen. Giving is not in our nature as humans, but in God we give. We want to give to people and we want to help out. Luke says, if you don't give, you don't get. Give and it shall be given unto you. We need to understand. And maybe that's a selfish thought. I'm going to keep giving so I get back. I remember years ago, I got the thought, you can't outgive God. So I've been trying. And he's right, you can't outgive God. And I think it's exciting. But giving, number two, Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, tells us that we ought to be interested in people. Let's be honest, most of us during the year when Christmas comes, we not only have bought gifts from others, but we expect something for us. We expect a gift. We go over to someone's house and we brought a gift, we expect a gift. You know, it's only in God do human beings desire to give a gift without getting one. Only God to get that. Only God does that in the Bible. Only God gets that into us. The Bible tells us that we ought to show interest in others. And that's a tough one, isn't it? But we ought to be interested in what other people need or desire. And the Bible says we ought to be interested in people. And that's of God. Number three, quickly, Proverbs chapter 20. I'm going to go there. If you'd go with me, Proverbs chapter 20. Look at a couple verses in the book of Proverbs, and I'll get this next point. Proverbs 20, and we're just going to hit a couple verses on the way out of Proverbs, but Proverbs chapter 20, if you would look at verse 6 of Proverbs 20. The Bible says this, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Wow, amen. If you would, chapter 27 and same verse 6, chapter 27 and verse 6 says this, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Chapter 28, verse 20 says this, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. I heard someone say this once about church attendance. They said, well, I'm faithful most of the time. I said, go to your wife and say that.
See how that works out. Amen. Hey, faithful people, friends that are friends indeed. Amen. We need to be faithful. A person that's giving is faithful, but human beings are not faithful. Human beings find reasons to not do something. They procrastinate. Am I right? But it's of God that we can give that gift of faithfulness. And I don't know about you. I know very few people that are faithful at all times. Very few. But we could try to be that way, can't we? And we need to be faithful. Next one is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Some of you know this verse. In everything, give thanks. So we need to be thankful. You know, when you give gifts, you're thankful. The Bible says, the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, that in the last days, people will be unthankful. We are living in that day and age. I remember the first time I came to school. Now, I'm from the South. Now, my accent has changed a little bit. When I first came here, it was more like this. But as I lived here, it changed a little. Just a bit. Some of you don't know what a bit is. It's not what you put in a horse's mouth. It's just a whittle. Yeah, just a little. A smidge. Another Southern word. So I come here. The first thing I do, this is where, when Kmart was where the Walmart is. Remember over there in PA? And I walked. My wife said, you know how it is, guys. You're getting ready to go off to work, and your wife hands you a grocery list. And she had me a grocery list, so I go into Kmart, and I got there, and this lady walks in, an older lady, and I says, I was 30, so she was probably 35, but she looked older than me, and anyway, it didn't matter, she was a lady. And in the South, you open the door for the lady, and the lady goes in first. So I opened the door, and I says, here you go, ma'am, and she goes, ain't a ma'am, and I can open the door myself. Now, I'm going to start a church up here, so I got to watch what I say. If I was in the South, I'd have just walked in and slammed the door on her. But I'm starting a church, so I had to be nice. I says, ma'am, my grandma would have got out of the grave and beat the snot out of me if I don't let you in first. And she goes, well, I guess that's okay then. What happened to gratefulness? Have you ever helped someone and they just walk off? Man, let's not be that way. Let's be people that are thankful. You know, giving a gift shows appreciation. Show that someone means something to you. I always tell people, it's not the gift, it's the giving. The giving is just showing gratitude. We were talking today about family. I don't know if you folks have family difficulties. Every family has family difficulties. And most of the time, it's you and me that are the family difficulty. But we get family difficulties just like anybody else. And I said, you know what I don't understand is we have a family. That ought to be enough to get along. There's people that don't have family. There's people that don't have a mom and a dad. My kids have the same mom and dad, 45 years. We have every year we have Christmas, every year we invite them over, and some of them don't want to because they don't appreciate it. Let's be thankful. Gift giving is thankful. Lastly, if you would please, Matthew 20, and I'll close with this. I told you I wasn't going to be long. This is Christmas, but you got to get the word in. Amen? The Bible says the foolishness of preaching. And don't say, yes, we just got foolish preaching. Don't do that. Okay, Matthew chapter 20. I want to read a few verses here. Matthew chapter 20, if you would, please. Bible says in verse 26, but it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. What a great gift. Amen. Last one is selfless. Selfless. There was always a joke in our church. Please leave a deviled egg for the pastor. And it's always interesting, and I didn't come up with that. Some of the ladies did, because I like deviled eggs. And I always got a little frustrated. They'd have 42 deviled eggs and 20 people, and all the eggs would be gone when I got up there. And I said, this don't make sense. That means, see, everybody got two eggs. What's going on here? Didn't leave one for the pastor, you know? You ever gone up someplace? We had a guy, I remember, I don't know if Brad remembers this, but we had a family come to our father-son camp, and us guys made 10 pounds of bacon. And one kid got up there and piled his plate this high. You remember that? I went over to his father, grabbed his father by the nape of the neck, said, make him put all of that back but four pieces. If there's any left over, he can pile some more on later. There's more people here. He goes, well, my kid likes bacon. Selfish. There's more people. Let's don't be selfish. Let's don't be self-centered people, self-absorbed people. God wasn't. He sent his only son. Jesus wasn't. He gave his life a ransom for many. See, the perfect gift cometh from above. We can give perfect gifts by giving ourselves to others. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for the precious gift of Jesus Christ. We thank you for these folks that ventured out on Christmas evening to come to God's house. They left family, comfort, friends. They came here. They readjusted their schedule so they could be here. Thank you. They do it because they love you and they want to worship you. I beg of you now that you help us in our lifetimes to take that love that we have for Jesus and share it with others. The good news is Christ came, died, rose again, and is coming back again. May we have that burning in our hearts and come out of our lips each and every day. Bless the fellowship, the folks on their way home. Those who have tomorrow off, may they have a great rest. Get back to work. Those who have to go to work, help them, Lord. May we be a shining light in this dark world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas.